Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, get us your Ask Us Anything questions in the Annie Fry YouTube chat when you go vote. Who's it harder to buy for, men or women? You can also text those questions directly to the show at 314-241-9797. Ryan will monitor the text line and include some of those in our segment here. We're going to do here in just a few minutes. The president is just now wrapping up the press conference where he was talking about lowering prices. And he's also one of the main headlines that's coming out of that. He, as he is apt to do, will move into different topics than the one that is slated for said press conference. But he has said that 50% of the trade deficit has been cut. And 14 of the top drug companies have now lowered their prices and are supposed to be setting in a really noticeable rapid pace within 2026. There are a lot of promises being made right now about what 2026 is going to look like economically for Americans. And I think that it's exciting to see that that is in front of us, like a little bit of hope for the future. Now, if the president can make that happen, if he can deliver on that, I think that Republicans are going to be poised for a very good midterm. And I don't know that there's really anybody saying that right now. I just think you can't judge the midterms on this moment in time. There is so much. I mean, think about everything that happened just in 2025. Political stories, set those aside. Think about the news stories. You mentioned Charlie Kirk's death earlier in the show when we were talking about these major stories. America, or AmFest, which is the Turning Point, big event that happens at this time every year. This is kind of the culmination of what Charlie Kirk works for throughout the course of the entire year, is this event where people of all different areas within the conservative movement, they show up there and they have the opportunity to speak. Tucker Carlson was there. Ben Shapiro was there. When Ben Shapiro was there talking, he went scorched earth on the Candace Owens situation. Tucker Carlson went up there and tried to paint a picture of I haven't heard his whole speech, so I don't want to be critical of his whole speech because I want to hear everything in context. But he offered a very different view of what's going on outside of what Ben Shapiro offered. However, they're both at the same conference. They're both speaking to the same group of people. Now, the people within that conference, and then, of course, within the political party on the right, the conservative movement, are going to have to determine which direction they individually want to go. I don't think that the conservative movement right now is as strong as it's ever been, but I am not going to be somebody who at the end of 2025 is going to panic because the midterms are lost. Stop it. Like, people, just stop it. Enjoy your holiday. Relax a little bit.
Yeah, I'm shocked to see polling coming out from very, very good, reputable, accurate pollsters that show the Republicans in the midterms, not in these special elections. That's what's important. In the midterms, which again is really far away and a lot could change, so even good numbers can change, are neck and neck with Democrats. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm shocked to see those, and it's not just one pollster. It's many, and they're good pollsters.
You're surprised to see that Democrats are doing as well as they're doing?
No, I'm surprised to see Republicans doing as well as they're doing.
So you're saying Republicans being neck and neck, you're saying you're surprised in a positive way for Republicans?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking you were saying it the other way. Just a little context there that I needed to clarify, because I would agree with you on that. I think people are, there's a lot of opportunity out there for people who are in our shoes to sensationalize this every day, to keep you hooked so that you come back the next day and you're like, oh gosh, what are the midterms looking like now? I cannot do that for 11 months straight, make you worry and panic, because I'm really not worried and panicked. Not right now. Maybe we'll get closer, but it'll be.
Yeah. Que sera, sera.
Yeah. Carpe diem.
Darn right. Mean the same thing.
I'm trying to think if I know any other phrases in different languages. El fin.
Yo soy Fanta.
Did you mean to say I want a Fanta? Because you just said I am.
Ah.
Yo quiero.
It's even a Taco Bell commercial, right?
I am.
No, I was talking about the superhero.
Yeah, explain
Fanta.
It. Explain.
I am Fanta. Yes. It's like saying I am Superman.
I am Orange Man. Nope. That ain't it.
I guess you guys have never heard of the Spanish superhero Fanta.
No, we haven't. Neither have they. Neither has he.
I am Orange Fanta.
How's it going, according to CNN? And Mr. Enten over
How
there.
How are voters feeling about Democrats right now?
Yeah, I mean, Democrats in the minds of the American public are lower than the Dead Sea. What are we talking about here? Well, let's take a look. The net approval rating for Democrats in Congress, you said it, Kate Baldwin, the lowest ever. Look at this. Overall, they are 55 points underwater. Their approval rating is south of 20%. It's even worse when you look at independents. Look at this. Negative 61 points. That means that their approval rating is 61 points lower than their disapproval rating. Quinnipiac has been polling this question for the better part of the 21st century. They have never found Democrats, at least those in Congress, in worse shape than they are right now.
So, I mean, okay. So you're going to get like super pumped for that and be like, oh, it's going to be awesome. We're going to win 50 seats. No. But if you're looking at your party right now and you're on the right side of the aisle and you're thinking, gosh, there's a lot of room for it. We got to get our acts together. Yes, that's true. And that's the case before every election year and before every election. But it's not as though the Democrats are forging ahead. We have the bully pulpit of the president. He is not holding back in any way, shape, or form on the policies that he said he was going to push in the campaign. In 1 year in office, almost, he's accomplished a ton. He's got in motion a ton of what he said he was going to do. Now, we wait and see if he was right. And if we were right to listen to him and say, I definitely would like to try that. Kamala Harris is still making laps blaming other people in the Biden administration for not doing their part to get her elected. And I can't remember who said this. I'm going to think about this. And it might have been Joe Concha. I don't know. Somebody was talking about her book. It was like 100 days or 100 and whatever. How many days was it? 101 days? I don't know. She got the nomination because it was granted to her. She didn't earn it. She worked it, or they worked it, so that they wouldn't have to go through a primary process, which they thought probably would have been too much of a headache leading into that small amount of time. People, when she talks about when Kamala is out there talking about how short 107 days actually is, and how that, you know, that being the title of her book is her excuse for her loss. If she would have had the full runway for this campaign to take off, she thinks she would have won. And she's allowing the discussions to be out there about her being the preemptive nominee for the Democrat Party come 2028. She had a lot more than 107 days. She's run for the nomination and never received a vote because she was so unpopular she dropped out before Iowa. She was named as the vice president and a part of the administration where everybody could see what she was capable of or incapable of. She had 4 years, including those 107 days. And America was like, hard pass. No thanks. J.D. Vance, 1 year into this administration, the people on the Republican side of the aisle love him. And they've grown to know him more, and they've grown to like him more because of his presence on or in the administration as the vice president. He handles that position very well. He does a lot of media. He does a lot of interviews. He's present in a lot of things. You know how and what he thinks on particular issues? If you wanted to ask if J.D. Vance was auditioning for the presidency, I think it's a pretty clear, obviously, yes. Does he want it? I can't imagine he doesn't. How do you turn that down? But he is completely, right now at this point, in a position to assume that nomination from the Republican Party to be the president come 2028. Kamala Harris was in the same boat. Joe Biden was in the same boat. And if you remember, he was told stand down after 8 years in office with Barack Obama because he didn't look like he could win. And because Hillary Clinton, when she tells you to do something, you pretty much do it. You know. So he stood down. I mean, he had that eight-year audition, and the Democrat Party did what they do, and they said, this isn't your time, Joe. Your time's passed. Little did we know. Everything that is going to transpire leading into the 2026 midterms that's really going to have the greatest impact, if it's already been done, is policy that's been passed, but the manifestation of what that looks like in your actual real life existence, that's going to happen in coming in 2026, and that will be the scoreboard for people to measure, are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? And my money's still on Trump. He's got to, you know, put up or shut up, but my money's still on Trump.
We're all talking about the economy being the main issue for 2026, and I don't think that that's wrong. But concerning the midterms, there really could be anything that could happen that turns out your side, because that's what's key. And that's what's happened in these, not all special elections, but off-year elections of this year, is that Republicans just didn't turn up. Democrats did, so they were more motivated. So what's going to be more motivating in 2026 is going to be the key. That could be the economy, but it could be anything.
Yeah, and the economy will be the main driver.
Sure.
It's like the meat of the meal. But there are other things that can be added to really persuade people to be interested or to be not interested, or something goes, you know, is delivered to us and it's terrible. It's not at all what you thought it was going to be. And then there are always the surprises that can hit along the way. So I'm curious what you all think is going to be one of the big stories, the big drivers of 2026, while we also are looking into what is going to be, you know, what are we going to take away from 2025 that is really going to stick with us? There's a lot that's going to come out of 2025 we're going to forget even happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember going into the election year when they started to impeach him, and we're like, this is going to be the thing. And nobody cared by the time the election rolled around.
Which one?
The first impeachment. The perfect phone call impeachment. That was the end of 2019 going into 2020. And it was like, this is the defining issue. And nobody cared.
Well, COVID happened. So that kind of took over everything. So who knows? That could be around the corner too. Yikes. Who's harder to buy for, men or women? Send us your Ask Us Anything questions on YouTube. People are sending them in right now. Ask us things you'd like us to answer here in the 2 o'clock hour, as well as on the text line. 314-241-9797.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
All right, I'm going to ask the first question. It's a two-parter. The first one is, do you voice to text? Like, how much of the time that you send messages are you voice to texting?
25%.
Brad?
I'm mostly writing them, to be clear.
Yeah, I would say about...
What do you mean? What?
I'm mostly typing them with my thumbs.
So
75%.
Yeah, 25% of the time you're voice to text.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe 40%.
What's the delineation in why you choose to voice to text or not?
The only time I'm voice to texting is if I'm in the car and needing to respond to something quickly. Because otherwise, I'm here at work and we're on the air, so I can't be voice to texting much. And then... if I'm in my office, a lot of times I'm doing audio things. I just can't do it much. I don't mind doing it, but the problem is, too, that my son's name is Sinjin.
Yeah.
Yes. Voice to text,
yes,
thinks that means Sean every single time.
Do you ever just stop correcting it? Like,
yeah.
If you're talking to your wife, like, she just knows Sean means Sinjin?
And my parents. They know Sean is Sinjin.
Jared's name, the way he spells his name, is not the way... it's spelled on voice text. I don't correct it.
There's got to be a way to tell your phone.
I've gone through, as I'm doing right now, ChatGPT and tried to figure out how... because you should be able to spell phonetically.
Mm-hmm.
And just say this is what it needs to type, but it doesn't work. So the real question, and I would say I'm a 90% of the time I'm voice to text. My question is, when you voice to text, do you inflect? Or do you talk like a robot?
I talk like a robot, and I talk slower.
I talk like a robot.
I talk like a robot because it has to understand better. And the more you're using inflection, the more you're speaking naturally. And you almost have to speak unnaturally so it understands what you're saying better.
Brad?
I inflect, and my voice to text will actually add punctuation.
Really?
Yes.
You don't tell it to add punctuation?
Nope.
I inflect, and then I think about the inflection, and then I wonder if I shouldn't do that. It's like that's such a long, thought-out process of, like, why do I need to inflect? But it's more work to non-inflect than it is to just ask the question.
I think it's more work to inflect because then it doesn't pick it up correctly, and you got to go back and change it. That's why I do it slow.
Ah, get an Android. I don't have those problems.
Okay.
Or a new iPhone.
Yeah, I've got an old iPhone.
I have told this story before. I will, on an incredibly rare occasion, leave a voicemail to somebody, and I can't do it. Because since my brain knows I'm not talking to someone directly, I have left voicemails where I say, are you able to pick up Charlie today? ? I'm like, I just left that on the voicemail. And then you can go back and replace it in theory. I hope it works.
You should do them like you do promos. Be like, Annie Fry here.
These pictures are so good. Anyway, I'm going to have a reveal on the YouTube Live of the festive photos of all four of us. They're
I can't wait.
Quite something.
This is going to be great.
Let's just say there's a glitter onesie involved for all of us.
We're all in individual glitter onesies.
It's not a team sport.
It's a three-headed knight.
Oh. Next question, Ryan.
Do you ever eat meals over the sink?
No. What?
No.
Why?
I know what you're talking about. No.
What? Brad, before he explains, you explain.
It's just something that, it's like a bachelor thing where guys are like, I don't want to get a plate out and I'm just going to eat the sandwich, but I also don't want crumbs all over the place. So they just stand and lean over the sink and eat their sandwich.
That's correct. So I guess that's a no from Annie.
That's a no from Brad, too.
I do it a lot.
A meal? A whole meal?
Well, yeah, when it's on the go. You know, when you're having a meal that's like a sandwich, that's a good example, or something that's a quick meal, and I'm like, I'm making food for the kids. I'm just eating stuff in between. I'm just trying not to make a mess.
No, don't do that. Brad, next question. I don't do that. You can do whatever you want.
I'm going to continue to. I'm sure. Do more.
Is there a Christmas movie that people would be surprised that you haven't seen? And if so, what is it?
I've never seen White Christmas. We had this debate too. Is Meet Me in St. Louis related to Christmas at all? Or is that
I think
just,
it's affiliate. It airs at Christmas time.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought there was something Christmas related to that movie. But I don't know that I've ever actually seen Meet Me in St. Louis all the way through either.
Yeah. For me, it's Miracle on 34th Street. I've never seen the old one or the new one. I don't really even know what the plot of that movie is. I just know that there's a movie in Santa Claus and a little girl.
It's good. I watched it for the first time last week or 2 weeks ago. I don't know if there's one that I haven't seen anymore. I've been trying to... Oh, well, I guess I've never really fully seen A Christmas Story. We tried to watch it last year. We got halfway through, and I'm like, this movie sucks.
I would love to watch that movie with new eyes, as if I had never seen it, because now it is nostalgic for me. But I wonder, watching it fresh, if you'd think it was good.
Well, I just said I tried. I couldn't even finish it. It was a struggle. I have another question. If you're watching a movie, let's just go with a movie, or we'll talk about like a series, like a Game of Thrones that is essentially just a years long movie. If it celebrates Christmas, but it exists in an entirely different alternate reality universe. So Game of Thrones is something that I was thinking of, but specifically Harry Potter. Harry Potter movies, maybe all of them, maybe not all of them, but I think a majority of them acknowledge Christmas. They acknowledge holidays that we celebrate within the film. It's not central to the story, but it is a part of the story, which, if you want to go the diehard route, means that Harry Potter is a Christmas series. I don't. If Harry Potter has Christmas in it, is that an acknowledgement of the birth of Christ?
It has to be.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it has to be.
Yeah. Yep.
Because Christmas as a secular holiday, which it certainly is for many people right now, still is a genesis of the birth of Christ. So if it's not a religious holiday for you right now, it was once.
I love this kind of stuff in movies, especially in TV
shows. So when I'm watching Harry Potter, which I know, like, I didn't watch it at first because it was like wizardry and all that stuff. And it didn't hit at a time. I was like a senior in high school or maybe just in college. So it really wasn't for me, although I went back and watched them as I talked about on the air maybe last year fall time, and I love the films. I was like, guys, you should see these movies. It's Harry Potter. They're wonderful films. And when I saw Christmas in there, and I'm like, huh, I just was sitting there the whole time thinking, like, does Jesus exist in Harry Potter's world?
I love these conversations because I think the same way. When I watch, here's another series that I don't know if you guys have ever seen, but the show Supernatural. It's like the longest running scripted show in TV history, I think. And it is all about supernatural stuff. It's all about God and demons and Satan, I think, at even some point. They mention Jesus almost not at all in the entire series.
Which series are you talking about?
Supernatural.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
But they do acknowledge him once or twice early in the series, and then they celebrate Christmas a couple times. So you know Jesus has to exist in the world, but they don't bring Jesus into the series, and I always found that fascinating.
Okay. Next question.
What is the worst concert you've ever been to?
I don't go to concerts. I can't answer that question because I don't go enough. There's never been a concert that I can think of off the top of my head that I wish I hadn't gone to.
I went to see one of my favorite bands, Supergrass, a long time ago at Riverport, or whatever it was called then. And watched them. There were very few people there to watch them. They were the opening band. The main band was Pearl Jam, and I hated Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam was not fun to watch, although I acknowledge they're a good band now. I just hated that concert.
The worst one I've ever been to was a Point Fest, and it was it was an all-day concert. It's kind of like the first concert I'd ever been to. Went with my friends. His parents took us, and we're sitting there. The Urge played. The Urge was not the closure. The Urge was the second-to-last band. The Urge, being a St. Louis band, just absolutely tore the roof off the place. And then Candlebox came out, and everybody was done for the day. It was one of those things where you're out, it's in the summer, and it was 9,900 degrees. You're tired. You're sitting there. Candlebox got so mad that they started yelling at the crowd. Somebody threw beer on me. I just had an awful time. So that was the worst concert I ever been to.
Next question, Brad.
What is the worst Christmas gift you have ever given? So you gave the gift, you thought, oh, this will be good, and then you realize, oh, maybe this isn't such a great gift.
I know the answer to that. It is Megachomp.
What's that?
When I gave Megachomp to my son, it was the worst gift he had ever gotten.
No. Is this the one that you had to put together?
No. This was a toy that I bought because he was probably 4 or 5 years old. And he saw a commercial for Megachomp. And it was a shark that drove around and just its jaws went up and down and ate everything. And he was like, I can't believe this exists. I want Megachomp so bad. So I got a Megachomp. And then you open it and it does drive around and its jaws go up and down. But then you can picture it doesn't do anything. It's just a car. It looks like a shark.
That's most toys.
And he was so disappointed.
The marketing.
It almost ruined the day. Because he was so looking forward to it.
The marketing around those toys, like the way it looks on the TV.
Yeah.
These things do the things without being manipulated by the child. And then the kid's like, I have to do, this is dumb.
And that's the way Crossfire was for me when I was a kid. I wanted Crossfire because that commercial was incredible. And the song.
Oh, yeah.
Mousetrap was the same way. Mousetrap commercials looked amazing.
They did, but that game was still fun.
It was kind of fun.
It wasn't a total disappointment.
It was nothing like the commercial was.
I'm trying to think of a gift that I gave that I thought... There are definitely gifts that I've given where it's like I couldn't come up with anything, so I get a gift. Which is, going back to yesterday's poll, when you give a gift card.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm going to say gift cards.
For me, it was... I made a certificate for somebody, and I gave them the certificate, and I thought, oh, this will be a good certificate. It'll be a good service that I could do for this person. And then as time went on, I thought about it more and more and more, and I'm like, man, that was a terrible gift idea. They'll never use it. It just kind of like, it makes it seem like you don't care, and that wasn't really the intention, but still, it was just kind of like, it landed like a lead balloon, so.
Do you, when you give gift cards... Like I've said to you guys before, I know if I'm giving you guys gifts, that the gift you would probably really truly appreciate for me the most, not appreciate, but like would be super great, is money. Like, here is money. And if I just gave you money, you would be, I would assume, a 10 out of 10 excited about money. If I gave like my niece money, if they unwrapped, or if you like hand them an envelope, it's just not as thrilling for an 8-year-old kid to open up. They don't understand the value of money. Like, this can go buy you whatever, but that's later. That's not right now. Which is where the gift card thing gets complicated for me, because a lot of times I'll give like Amazon gift cards or Visa gift cards or something like that. mostly to you guys.
Money is money would be a complicated gift, though, because if you're, let's say your limit was $50 and you got me something that was $50 that I didn't even realize I wanted, or it was a gift card to somewhere I didn't know I wanted to go, I'd be pretty excited about it. But if you just gave me $50, I wouldn't be not excited, but it would be just kind of strange. You go, okay, I could use $50 for sure, but the gift, if it hits right, is more exciting. So, cash is king.
For the receiver,
it's not a bad gift.
For the person who's giving it.
For the receiver. For getting cash as an adult. Now, if somebody gave you a lot of money, then it'd be, for sure, you'd be very excited.
I think cash should just as exciting getting it. You know, as a gift. I don't know that a gift from somebody that is a not cash or not a gift card, I don't know that it is that much more important. I think it's just nice to, you know, it's always for me, it's always the thought that counts.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll do questions from the audience when we come back. 314-241-9797. Throw us your questions on the text line. They'll go to Ryan and he'll sift through them. 314-241-9797. Also on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat. Joe says, how much would Annie have to give Ryan to make him dance? Probably just a nice compliment.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy.
Oh, some good questions coming in on the text.
All right. Keep them coming. 314-241-9.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're going to do a really quick segment here because we got a gift, and I love getting gifts from listeners. It's always so kind. Katie Matthews, who is on the chat frequently, and I know her personally as well, gave us all nice little Christmas cards personally written to each one of us. I read mine and did not read yours, but she also gave us some Dubai chocolate.
Oh, Dubai chocolate. Is it green?
Which we don't know. Whoa. We don't know what this is.
We need to know where she got it, though.
Dubai. What are you talking about?
Was it from Ollie's? It
says made in Germany.
That was a viral chocolate.
It's Lindt chocolate, so I think it's going to be good. Do you guys? Are you guys up for trying this?
Heck yeah, especially since it's Lindt.
Lindt. Dubai-style chocolate, pistachio, and some word I can't pronounce. Kadayif. Kind of like a...
Kadayif.
Indian word. Look at this big... This is like, I got a golden ticket. This is beautiful. It's heavy, too. Have you seen Dubai chocolate being advertised in places?
Yeah, it was... It immediately... Super the minute trendy. I saw it, it was everywhere.
Yes. And it's apparently a TikTok thing.
Okay.
So I think that a lot of its popularity came from being exposed to the people on TikTok. But we are going to try it here for the first time. If people have any recommendations on the best place to get this, you'll have to let us know. So I'm going to pass this out. I have these photos of all of us. So the prompt here, I got to pull it up here. The prompt for these photos. This is a very trendy thing. Probably started on TikTok as well. Ethan, can you come over here and pass this out for me while I'm talking?
Mm-hmm.
Let me read it to you. So I took a picture of all of us, and it says, create an ultra-realistic 8K Christmas portrait of me using a 55 millimeter lens with bright, playful holiday lighting. The person is in a whimsical candy cane-themed photo shoot surrounded by pink giant peppermint decorations, snowy ground, festive trees, and oversized ornaments. Use her real facial features exactly as they are. Here, take that one and just make that yours because I can't tear it. There it goes. Use their real facial features exactly as they are. Do not change or alter the face in any way. And then it goes on to explain the facial features. Snowy ground with fluffy artificial snow. Christmas trees dusted with frost. Decorated with pink ornaments and string lights. Oversized candy canes framing whimsical beside her. A large shiny red Christmas ornament near the feet. Lighting should be bright, clean, and festive, capturing the glimmer of the sequins on the outfit and the pink candy cane themed props. The colors are vibrant reds, white, and silvers, giving a magical North Pole holiday studio vibe.
Magical.
That is very specific.
And you, three, and me have been featured in this. So I am going to load these up onto the Annie Fry YouTube live stream. We will share them here on the live stream and get your reactions to Dubai chocolate, your festive, probably Christmas card worthy pose photo shoot, and a few more listener questions from the text line when we come back. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Lots to wrap up here on a Friday afternoon on the Annie Fry Show. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Just trying a little bit of that Dubai chocolate that was very kindly gifted to us from Katie, our listener Katie. Appreciate the opportunity to try this. I had never had this before. Seen it in a million places. I have to say, it's delicious. I would totally go for this again. It's Lindt chocolate, so it's a high-quality chocolate as well. That matters. Ryan, let's get your rating here.
Okay, between 1 and 5, I would give this particular chocolate a 3.5 to 4, simply because it has little Rice Krispies in it. And I think it's
pistachios.
That's
pistachios.
Oh, is that what that is? Well, whatever is causing the crispy, I would like it better smooth. So it would get a higher rating, even though it tastes great, it would get a higher rating for me if it didn't have the little crispies.
Oh, I like the crispy part. 3.5?
Yeah.
Ethan?
Where do I buy some more?
More of this?
I'd give it like Ollie's. I'd give it like a 4.4 out of 5.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was like a fancy crunch bar.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of tastes like to me. It
and
was
the
good.
Chocolate
I liked
it. Is very good chocolate.
It is
that
good
makes
chocolate.
It, that makes a big difference too. Brad, what do you
it's
think?
It's incredibly good chocolate.
Had you ever had it before?
Dubai chocolate? No, that's the first time I've seen it. I've seen it all over the place, mm-hmm. but I never had it. But I've had Lindt chocolate before, but it was just great. So I'd give it a 5 of 5.
5 out of 5.
Wow.
That's
wow. raise.
It's the best chocolate you've ever had.
That's
then.
A rookie mm-hmm. score, but I might agree.
It's true.
I'm okay with it. It is pretty fantastic. All right. Before we get to a few more Ask Us Anything questions from the chat and from the, you said you got some good ones on text. There is a trend going on right now. We're supposed to copy a prompt. The prompt is given to you and you're supposed to add your picture to it and then say, do this in ChatGPT. So I did this for the show and I'm going to show them to you right now, but I'm also going to tell you that the team has not, nobody in here has seen these pictures but me. I just had this crazy idea to do this, and so I'm going to share them now. So, Ryan, you can narrate these. Let's see, I got to take this out, put this one in. Here is me. Now, I'm first here.
That looks like That doesn't look like you. I'm sorry. It looks like Erica Kirk, to be honest with you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Wonderful. Any other thoughts on this before we get to yours? Because
You are holding a giant lollipop looking back over your shoulder. You. Quote, unquote, you. I mean, some of these prompts, they actually do look like the person, but that does not even look like your face. So it is a nice picture of a person that doesn't exist.
Okay, great radio. Next one, that's Jensen throwing discus.
Now that's Brad, for sure.
That's literally Brad.
That looks exactly like Brad. He's wearing a sequined silver suit with a black shirt under it, also holding a giant lollipop and smiling.
Kind of wish there wasn't a black shirt on under it.
It would be funnier if his shirt was just open.
Yes, you do.
But that does look exactly like Brad. Now that okay.
What's wrong with your neck, dude?
That does look like my face, but the body proportions aren't real.
Ryan, that looks like you're disappointed in the lollipop that you got.
I am looking right at that lollipop in my hand.
Like, it's got a giraffe neck, dude.
I'm not sure. That is the exact same body pose as Brad had, but my head's facing the other direction.
Looks like you're popping out your neck like Jim Carrey would when he's making a joke.
Yeah. My body is too big for my head, for sure. Well, you did these in the right order because Ethan's is amazing. Ethan looks absolutely fantastic.
Also, I want to just point out here that when I put these in, everybody was fully clothed when I added the photo to ChatGPT, but Ethan just scooped me on that.
Now, that's what's funny.
ChatGPT was like, this guy needs to be shirtless. I think it just made a decision about you and said, Ethan, I think the people could handle it.
Yes. Yes,
see
it did.
See the ginger chesties. Okay.
So all right. Three of us guys have the same body. But with
no, that's
different
not true.
Head. No, those are...
really? They all look to be pretty true. Much the same pose, holding the lollipop, wearing the silver sequins. See?
It's the exact same.
I don't know. I know more about Ethan's body from these photos.
But for whatever reason, me and Brad, it put an undershirt on under us. And then with Ethan, it took the undershirt away. That's the main difference.
Yeah. I think
you
it's
can
great.
See more of his chest.
There you go. Yeah, that's right. The people. Trend out there right now. All right, Ethan, Ryan, why don't you hit us with some of the questions from the text line?
Yep, okay, so this is the main question from the text that I thought was great. A lot of great comments, so thank you for all of those. But the question was from Sparky. He says, would you consider going on the Gutfeld show if invited? Open to the whole AFS crew.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
I don't know if they'd invite our whole show.
Well, I think he's asking the whole crew. I don't know if that means... all of us would go together, but just would you go individually?
Just send Ethan.
Yeah, I think if they asked us, we'd be like, I don't know.
I'm by like far the least qualified to
no,
go.
No, you just
on
have to
go
wear
go
that outfit. Yeah. You'll be fine.
It goes viral, and they're like, we need to get that guy on the show before Christmas. Move.
But you have to wear that on the show.
Yeah, just a couple more questions from our YouTube. One is, if you had an exotic pet, what would it be?
Sloth.
Ryan.
It would be me, or are you asking me?
No, it would be you.
Would I be in a cage?
No, I teach you how to do tricks.
I know some tricks already.
I know, we use them. No, I would have no exotic pets. No,
I would
you.
Love to have a cage somewhere in Annie's house and constantly be trying to get attention. Look at me, I'm doing a handstand, everybody.
Kind of what we do here.
Look at me, I'm doing jazz hands.
Do you have a pet, exotic pet desire?
If I had to get one, it would be a ferret or a lizard.
You're just naming animals.
Is a ferret exotic?
Maybe a raccoon?
I think a ferret would be more exotic. That's a step out of the norm.
Yeah.
I have Googled before, what is the process to get a sloth?
Really?
Yeah, it's not a short process.
I'm about 5 years into realizing they weren't extinct, so I'm still pretty happy for them.
Mm-hmm. We're all happy for sloths right now. Ender says, what popular Christmas/holiday snack do you find disgusting? Is there anything?
Yes. Well, I don't know if it'd be popular, but like there's a song about it, roasted chestnuts.
That's popular.
They're not good.
Really?
Yeah, they're gross.
I've ever had a chestnut. I would say cranberry sauce. I don't like cranberry sauce.
I like it as like a garnish.
I don't know that I've ever had it as a garnish.
Why is that funny?
I agree. I've never even heard of that, so I was just kind of like,
it's usually like
really?
For Thanksgiving cranberry sauce, there's like a cranberry, it's kind of like a jam or something that is often served with meat and turkey and that type of stuff. It's also in sandwiches.
I thought a
time.
Garnish was like something you put on that you're not like meant to eat. Like it's meant to be for decor.
No, not. I mean,
it can be.
It could be. You could garnish with seasoning or okay. something. Like basically like an added flavor that's not a main course.
I'm just thinking of like shaved cranberry sauce into a little figure.
Yeah, I tried to shave it.
Little Ryan Wiggins.
Next question.
Ethan's over here trying to shave cranberry sauce. What games do you play on the holidays? Are there any that you traditionally play with your family?
My family plays Mario Party on Nintendo Switch. I think we'll still do that, but that's been a family favorite. We'll play a lot of Uno. We'll play Clue. We'll play Sorry. We'll play Fortnite. We'll play Mario Wonder, which is on the Switch as well. What about you guys?
We used to play a card game called Pounce, and I don't. There's other names for it, but I don't know what they are. That was a family tradition.
Anybody else real quick?
My sister usually brings some sort of game her and her family have been playing forever and then just crushes all of us in it.
The memories.
Okay, already.
Ethan, real quick?
Different every year. Kind of mixes up depending on what's in. Yeah. YouTube live chat poll time.
Let's go.
188 votes on the poll today. Who is harder to buy for, men or women? 65% say women.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm going to look at the stats today on the gender breakdown of who was watching the show and see if 65% of our listeners were men. Thanks for listening, Mark Reardon. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.